Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the online worship service here at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. My name is Amanda. I get to be one of the pastors here, and I'm excited to welcome you to today's online worship service. We're so glad you found us online and decided to worship with us today. We know that our online service connects us to God and to our faith community, wherever we might be worshiping. But there is something different, something unique that happens when we gather to worship together. So if you have been with us a while, if you've been paying attention, if you've been connecting online and haven't made it on a Sunday morning, we invite you to take that next step. So if you haven't made a trip over to see us on a Sunday morning, we invite you to do that, take that next step, and you will get more connected to this community and more connected to your faith by taking that next step. Let me pray for us before we jump into today's message. Loving God, your word promises that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. As we look for you in our lives today, help us to find what is eternal and unchanging about you, despite our current circumstances. Help us to have eyes to see what you see, and courage to pursue your kingdom here and now. We pray this all in the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we're starting a new message series that's going to take us all the way to the end of August, and it's a series called The Seasons. I'm so excited to be spending this month talking with you about the seasons that we experience in nature, the seasons we experience in our life. We'll have a chance to reflect individually and communally about how God is active and present in all different seasons that we walk through. This message series was inspired by the work of author and podcaster Annie F. Downs, who's created a podcast series and devotional resource spanning all of 2025, where she and other thought leaders and pastors and people who are leading in the faith space are reflecting on the different seasons of winter, spring, summer, and fall. I've been following this series since January and reflecting on the seasons in my own life. And I'm excited that we get to take an intentional look here with all of you this month. Throughout the month, we'll be using the Seasons Guidebook as a devotional resource on Sunday mornings too. I know we have a lot of folks who are coming in and out of the building on Sunday mornings as we prepare for worship. So this will be an opportunity for just kind of a pop-up small group happening on Sunday mornings during that hour before church. We're gonna start at 8:40 and wrap up by 8:45 and wrap up by 9:45 in the Family Center. You don't have to prepare anything. It's a time to get together and just kind of center yourself before we enter that time of worship in the sanctuary. Our pastoral resident, Kari Swanson, is going to be leading those devotional groups. And again, you can just pop in when you are here on a Sunday morning. Each message is going to cover a different season: winter, spring, summer, and fall. And today's season, as we kick off, is winter. But today in the Chicago area, you know that the season outside is not the season of winter. So you're gonna need to like pretend with me a little bit what winter feels like. And in the Chicago area, there's kind of this like saying, we say all the time that there's really only two seasons in Chicagoland: the season of winter and the season of construction. And living here for most of my life, I can guarantee that that is a very real lived experience. But we're gonna be talking about the four seasons that we experience in nature, starting with winter. One of the things people love about living in this area is that we do get to experience in nature all four of those seasons pretty uniquely. We know what winter feels like. We know what spring feels like. We know what summer feels like. We know what fall feels like. And even though some of those experiences are changing, right? Maybe it's hotter in the summer than it used to be. Maybe it's way colder in the winter than we remember. Maybe less snow. We do know these unique individual expressions of the seasons that we encounter living in this part of the world. As people of God, we believe that God is our creator, that God ordered creation. Our creation narrative that comes from the book of Genesis, it talks about how God made order out of chaos, how God created the whole world and everything in it, and God called it good. God created rhythms for all of creation that we can see in nature and in the changing seasons, in the life cycles of plants, in the movement of the sun and the moon, and in our need for rest. God created seasons. God created a rhythm to life. And we encounter that in so many different ways. Each week of this series, we're going to be revisiting this verse from the book of Genesis as our inspiration and our anchor for this season. Genesis 8:22 says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. The seasons are a part of life. This verse reminds us that God created seasons on purpose. And we experience seasons in all kinds of ways, not just in nature, but professionally and relationally, in parenting, in mental health, in finances, and in faith. This month, we're inviting you to consider the different seasons and how you experience them. And we invite you to explore how you might be encountering God in this current season. Even if this season doesn't feel good, how might God be using it for good? Like I said, the season we're going to start with is our first season of the calendar year, even though it's August here in Chicago, and that season is winter. Maybe like me, you don't value all seasons equally. You have a very clear favorite, maybe a very clear least favorite. And for me, if you know me, you know that my least favorite is winter. So it's been really interesting for me to lean in and think about winter this week as we are kicking off this sermon series on the seasons. I obviously don't need to explain winter to you. You know it well living in this area. But because it's August, let's imagine, what is winter like? What does it look like outside our window? What does it feel like when you walk outside the door? What are you wearing? What are you eating? How do you spend your time? Winter is hard for me. The cold is hard for me. The darkness is hard for me. The loneliness is hard for me. One of the things I've realized is that so many of us remove ourselves from the world a little bit during winter. It's harder to get out of the house. Between the snow and the ice and the layers you have to wear, and don't even get me started on putting layers on the children in our house to get out of the house, it can just take a lot to leave. And so a lot of us opt out. We opt out of connection. We opt out of community during these winter months. For me, what I've noticed is that grows discontentment in my life. During the season of winter, I grow disconnected, which makes me feel discontent about everything in my life. I don't like my house in winter. I don't like my clothes in winter. I don't like food in winter. I don't always like my family in winter. Winter can be hard because of that discontentment that just festers. And that, for me, I think I've noticed comes from that disconnection. My rhythms, my routines become interrupted because everything feels harder in winter. Christmas is a great distraction, though. It's busy and bright, and there's lots to do and lots on the calendar. And then there's this like sadness that comes in January. Like, we have less to do together. The holidays are over, the decorations are put away, and then you realize it's just dark. It's just winter. And I think there's a letdown that comes with that, a sadness, a bit of grief, a bit of discomfort that we'd rather push past than sit in. One of the realizations I've had this year about winter is how much I fight winter. Every day of winter, I wish it was summer. And if I wake up with that mentality every day, wanting it to be summer, but knowing it's February, I am only gonna be disappointed. So I fight winter, even though it is a natural part of God's rhythm for us. Winter is on purpose. The slowing down, the settling in, the stillness, the submission. This is all part of what God wants for the world, wants for our nature, and wants for us. And I realize I fight it the whole time. I wonder what it would look like if more of us gave in, submitted to God's will in winter versus clinging to our own. On the podcast that Annie F. Downs has, where she talks through the seasons, she was interviewing her friend, Pastor Mike Kelsey, asking the question, how do you know you're in a winter season, right? Winter can be outside, but winter can also be in our hearts and in our souls. So how do we know we are living in a winter season? And one of the things they talked about was how you might be in a winter season if things are feeling dark, if things are feeling difficult, and if things are feeling dormant. In winter seasons, it can be really hard to connect to God or trust God. we might wonder, where is God in the winter? Our scripture passage today is Psalm 23. You might know this from, you know, rituals and routines like funerals and memorial services where we lift up this comforting psalm. There are touches on all the seasons in Psalm 23. Green pastures remind me of springtime. Still waters remind me of summers on the lake. That third verse about how God restores our soul reminds me of retreats. For a lot of my life and ministry have happened in those fall months where the air is crisper and the leaves are colorful. And then we come to winter, the valley of the shadow of death. The darkest despair of winter. The hope that the psalmist gives us is that even in the pit of despair and grief, we aren't alone. Our God is with us, comforting us, leading us, protecting us, like a good shepherd protects his sheep from danger. Even in the darkness of winter, the psalmist can say, I will not fear, for you, God, are with me. One of the hardest things to do, one of the hardest things to trust when we are walking through a difficult season is the truth that it won't last forever. When you have lost a loved one, when you are trapped in anxiety, when the people you thought were your friends turn out not to be, when the test results aren't good, when you lost the baby, these moments where it feels like there is no light, when the winter has won, it can feel impossible to trust that spring is coming. But spring is coming. Even in the winter months when it can feel like everything is dead around us, there is new life just below the surface. In every winter season we walk through, God is doing something underground that we just can't see yet. And that doesn't mean that God causes our pain on purpose or God tries to teach us lessons through our suffering. It's not that God does anything to us to teach us, but that who our God is a God of redemption, a God of death to life, a God of new possibilities. God does not leave us in the darkest pits of winter. God guides us and walks us to springtime. So even when we are in a winter season, God is able to bring new life in springtime. The hope in winter is that God walks with us through the dark depths of hard season, providing for us, protecting us, and seeing us through to a place where we are resting and well-fed and in good company, just like the psalmist describes in Psalm 23. When you're in a winter season, whether that's because it's February outside or because things feel like winter spiritually or relationally or financially, here are three invitations to consider to help you move through winter as you wait for springtime. The first is, can you find the good in this season? Gratitude changes us. Gratitude changes our hearts and our perspective. Can you name and notice what is good about this season, even though it's also hard? On the podcast, they mentioned how, you know, yeah, it's winter outside, but there's peppermint mochas. There's Christmas candles. What is it that you can find that is good in this season, even though it's also hard? Can you find a reason to connect this season? What can get you out of the house and out of your own head? Can you join a group? Can you take a new class? Can you serve in a new way? Can you text the friend you've been meaning to text, but you just keep putting it off? What can get you out of your house and into connection in this hard season? Lastly, can you find a way to surrender to this season? One of the things we start to notice more and more when we consider the seasons, especially in nature, is how out of our own control they are. So what would surrender look like to you in this season? What would trusting God more look like in this season? Can you surrender your need to have it all figured out? Can you surrender your need to take care of yourself? Can you let God and your community care for you the way you deserve in this season. I know it's August in Chicagoland, and it doesn't feel like winter outside, but winter is still something that we can learn from, even now, in these hot summer months. And what we know to be true is that winter will come again. Winter is coming. Genesis 8:22 reminds us that as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, will never cease. So winter will come again. And maybe some of these questions, these reflections, are something that you can consider more the next time winter comes around. Before I pray for us, I want to remind you about that Sunday morning small group that is just an opportunity to pop in and have some community and ask these questions together, because we know that our spiritual disciplines, our faith life, is better to do together than alone. So I invite you to join us on a Sunday morning starting at 8:45 any of these Sundays in August. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks for winter. God, we are going to try to trust you in these winter seasons, whether that's a season outside or a season in our hearts. God, we pray that you would help us lean in to the slower pace, to the rest, and to trust that you are at work underground even when we can't see it. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.